Now broadcasting the webcomic Beacon.
Welcome to episode 25 of the Webcomic Beacon. I'm Fess of Fessworks.com, and with me is Tanya.
Hello, hello.
BetaPwn.com, and also Aaron.
Yep.
Of TeepleComic.com. This week we are going to be starting a new segment, which we hope to revisit periodically. It is a community showcase. We hope to approach several different webcomic communities in the future and get a bunch of people on from said communities and talk about them, plug their sites and whatnot. And this week, we are going to be doing the Webcomic List Forums as a community. It's a little bit about... It's essentially where the Webcomic Beacon had spawned from, since a lot of the people from here originally when we started it were from the Webcomic List. And today we have, going down the list in Skype, we have Dutch from Australia with us.
Yeah, g'day, this is me. Do I need to say anything else?
Yep, your website.
All right, yeah, good, that'd be good. No worries. Ask schoolspiritcomic.com.
Thank you. And also, we have Evil Couch.
Of worldsworstwebcomic.com. And also, of your mother.
Okay.
Excellent.
And we also have... Oh, what the hell was this? Oh, son of a... Crap it. Okay, we also have Glenn Goldentree with us.
Hey, everybody. Just do a Google search for the many moons of Astra. The actual URL is way too long to sit and talk to you about.
And we also have...
This is why you email Fess.
Yeah. Also have Marco.
I am the author of Roomies at RoomiesComic.com and the founder of Insignificant Comics at InsignificantComics.com.
Excellent. And I'm trying to get a hold of somebody else. And well, actually, that's it. That's the list. Oh, wait. No, he's not here.
Testing.
Ms. Morak, are you here?
Hello? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I can hear you, too.
Okay.
Hello?
Then I'm here.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, go ahead. Well, there's some delay. What website are you from?
I'm from thehouseofmadness.com.
Alrighty, that's exactly what we're hoping to have right now, House of Madness. Okay.
So we should also plug Webcomic Wiki.
Webcomic Wiki? What's that?
Nismo, explain.
Twice
explain again. Yourself a bit.
Yeah, I haven't worked on it a while ago, but I have a webcomic wiki, which has been up for a while. Evil Couch has assisted me in it, which you can find at webcomicwiki.com.
Well, already, we'll get all that in the show notes. And a little bit about the... Who's been on the webcomic list for, like, say, a really long time?
I'm almost up to 3 years.
I think Dutch would be there for the longest. Maybe.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
Well, of who's with us right now, anyway.
Sweet!
Who would best like to describe the webcomic list itself?
It is an endless party in all the twilights of the gods has been erased, and pure joy rains down from the heavens.
Alright, for people that don't know, thewebcomiclist.com is one of those webcomic list sites, and as many people have seen, they're basically everywhere. They'll have ads, they'll have lists of websites according to category. And one thing individual about the webcomic list.com, it doesn't really have a voting mechanism. But it does have a rank system, which is tied into profile views and linking out to the comic through the profile views. So it's all kind of sketchy. And I have to say, the only other site that's fairly similar to the webcomic list is webcomicsz.com. Is that made by the same people who made this? Because there's strikingly similar similarities.
Would that be webcomic Z?
Yeah, Z.
Yeah.
If,
yeah, get it right. That's why.
So,
right, the Australians.
Well, Canadians
hey,
too.
Hey, that what I want on about.
I'm sorry.
That Pommy guy last week would have known what I was on about. He'd agree.
Oh yeah. Let's see here. Oh man, losing my train of thought. Ah, too many people in the room. And but anyway, aside from that, there is a forum attached to the webcomic list, and it's really its own community. There's a lot of regulars there, and a lot of what newbies do, they'll go in trying to search for a new website or a website they thought they saw, and or they'll come onto the site, post a big a message saying, "Hey, check out my website," and that'd be all they post, and they leave, and or they yell at us for telling them that their comic sucks. So,
well, and we also get people on there that are trying to find a comic from ages ago, and they only remember like one episode.
Yeah. And it's usually
there was a guy and a girl, and they were in a house, and one
there
of them
was
had
a dog.
It was a comic yeah. about these two people that sat on the couch talking about stuff. Okay.
And
there was no couch.
Playing video games, I think.
Talk about. Yeah, they were playing video games. They're talking about video games.
There was no couch.
A little bit about the forum. There's just a few forums in there. One is General Ramblings, which is essential for any forum to have a General
yes.
Ramblings or whatever. There's Webcomic Ovens, which basically about anything about webcomics. And the official, the Check Out My Comic forum, so you don't have to annoy everybody with you posting your own, hey, look at me type of site. And...
Still annoy people.
Just like a podcast instead.
Yep. And what's really fun is it also has a jams forum for people that want to do collaborative things with, you know, just anybody, which I haven't seen. I haven't been in there for a whole lot, but there might be some jams going on. We could talk a little bit more about that later. And then there's just like, you know, site help forum. Anybody, we get a lot of newbies on here. So it might be, and I think it's a fairly nurturing site for newbies who are not going to be all like, "Well, I don't care what you guys think," type of attitude. If you actually are,
yeah.
You know, intelligent, and not pompous, you're probably gonna fit in a lot better, with all of us.
Sure,
it's
nice.
Fairly like.
just avoid evil couch.
You can't avoid evil couch.
I will get you, and I will get you.
We'll get you anyway.
There is no escape.
Okay.
It's the La Brea tar pits of webcomic lists. Is that what you're suggesting?
And
yes.
Then we have the daily spam bot to offer us a sacrifice to have it.
And porn as well.
They're delicious.
Oh,
let's see here. Has anybody in here been doing any webcomic jams to the site lately?
Every time I put something in,
the CD comic or bars one started up again.
Oh yeah, I remember that one.
Did it start up again? That thing.
Has died like five times.
Yeah, it's still kind of chugging along, but I mean, it's fallen far from its former glory, unfortunately.
Oh well, I mean, maybe it should have ended.
Because I stopped posting it.
No, it's because I made it involved with the crossover wars. That was my fault.
Yeah, but I think that pretty much did it in.
I was already kind of staggering at that point. Well, we went from the gem we're talking about is called CD Comicer Bars, and it has like over 81 pages to it. And it started off simple as just a bar that's called, what was it called? The Infinite Canvas? Yeah. And
the canvas.
Yeah.
And basically just web comicers just sitting there and just gab about whatever and face the newbies that are coming in to try to show you their web comic. And eventually we took off into the venturous of the internet and fighting spam bots on a floating pirate ship and looking for booze because the bar ran out. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. And then
At one point we were burning people in the trash
sort of hit a couple brick walls.
Yeah.
That was a running gag for a while.
It's time to bring it back.
Don't you have that archived fast somewhere?
Actually, I stopped archiving it, but I should start it up again. Let me see if I can find it. I'm gonna add another person to this list.
Uh oh.
Freaking A. Okay, and
it's gonna be a lot of fun editing in this episode.
Oh man, no way! I gotta leave. the guy who does Invisible Jeff, send me a text message or an add me request. Oh wait, here we go.
So how many?
Excuse me. Did I say excuse me? I meant.
Well, excuse me, princess.
Okay.
Sorry, I had to do that. if he's finally showing up in this room, let's see. What is it, Gustafsson?
Breakfast? I
have
no idea.
Well, once he gets here, he can. Are you? Pick up the phone.
On the wedding, on the desk.
Oh, you here? I'm sorry. Everybody, see, this is an experiment episode as well, too, trying to figure out what the hell. See, this is why people should show up earlier.
Hey, I'm sorry, my internet just barely came on.
Okay, I'm gonna say that we're back since it sounds like everyone's here. Technical difficulties here in the studio. We last left you off with talking about the webcomic list. The webcomic list forum jam, which was called Infinite Canvas. And if you go to festworks.com/TCWL/IC/, and you'll find a partially archived account of that. And I stopped because it was just a pain in the butt to keep updating it the way that I was cataloging it, which is my fault. But it kind of stops right after the Crossover Wars thing. So I should probably go through and snag everything else and keep it back updated again like I should have. So it's kind of there if you want to know. Otherwise, you can go to the forums and you can check it out. But you have to go through a lot of text as well. But sometimes that helps out figuring out what the heck is going on, being jamming all.
And on the forums, there's some broken images because some of the people who posted onto it no longer exist.
Because they've been annihilated.
Ah.
By Evil Couch.
Well, if it's before that one by Owen, where he wakes up from the thing, I have it. Anything after that, I may not have.
I think it's after that, still there.
In dark forever.
Okay.
It sounds like a bad 1950s horror movie.
Yeah, all the way back, if it's from before page 73, I have it. If it's after that, I may not necessarily have it. So, just so you guys know. And, let's see here. What time is it?
I believe it's peanut butter and jelly time.
Peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time. Where you at? No. I wish I had that.
The baseball bats. That's where I'm at.
Oh, okay.
Peanut butter jelly with the baseball bat.
This pretty much encompasses what it's like actually posting on the forum. Just a complete freaking disaster.
This is like the pretty much version. This is like the podcast version of Webcomic Illustrator.
That's easy.
And then I try to post something helpful, and then Evil Couch comes in and says something about my mom.
That's she had it coming. Like, she's a large woman. People should know.
Also, you say please help.
The only thing we're missing is if a spam bot came in and started talking about appendages.
Enlarge your penis now. Bye now.
No more tinky.
Three sizes bigger.
Actually, remember that that happened in the Infinite Canvas when everybody was out on the patrol to find booze. We had spam bots coming after us yelling out about making our penises bigger and everything. It was funny.
This podcast is going to kill the forums.
Yes. Okay, I got the perfect theme to describe how we're doing things right now.
Badly.
No. Okay, that's enough before we get sued.
Bandwidth. Yes.
Oh, wait, what?
Very sporadic. Anything interesting happened on the forums lately?
Spam.
I said interesting.
This one guy posted a link to his stick figure comic, and then everybody told him he sucked. It was really interesting.
Was that before or after the ninja comic?
That's new.
Someone wanted to exchange stumbles again, even though it never works almost ever.
Yes.
Stumble upons? I've never been up on that social networking crap. It's like you were saying.
Stumble is a social network.
Well, it's like that. So it's like dig it. It's like one of those social bookmark crap. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and if
it works, you just gotta know how to
do it. I'm a stumble.
You gotta have a lot of no life in order to just to keep up on that all the time. And if you have no life and like to keep up on all that social networking crap all the time, if you go to webcomicbeacon.com, beneath each post that we have all your special social networking crap for you to click on.
So we can stumble you.
Yeah, or fark us, whatever you like to do.
Fark you.
Sure, you speak in English.
All I know is I want to get a speeder bike right now and run someone over.
Okay.
I'm actually hearing my own voice fed back like a second later every time I speak, too.
Welcome to the Webcomic Beacon, episode 25.2, where everything doesn't work.
Just like 25.1.
What time to figure out with from her tech support? It's not me. Screw you.
It is you.
It is not me.
You're talking through a keyboard.
I am not talking through a keyboard.
Yes, you are. You're one of those pop singers talking through a keyboard with a little tube in your mouth.
You guys are weird. Anyway,
what?
Hey, are there any
this is the audio equivalence of a Sprite comic right now.
Oh, that's excellent. definitely Mega Man. Anyway, I apologize for anybody listening to this may not knowing what the hell is going on, but this is, like I said, an experiment of doing a community. Yes, you got up early for this. Sorry, Dutch. If anybody wants to go, they can go, but we're just going to wrap off the first section of the show. There's some people who have not been able to be here. I was kind of hoping that casual notice, Brett Haney would be here. He's been kind of MIA for a while, but who else? Who else is some people that promised they'd be here, but they're not? I don't know. We can exercise them later. Anyway, I highly recommend anybody who's new at webcomics checking it out. If you post your comic in the Check Out My Webcomic forum, not in the general Webcomic Gubbins forum, post it there. If you ask for feedback or whatever, you're going to get most likely ignored or honest feedback. Just don't be a dick about it. And as long as you take things and be like, hey, cool, and you learn from it and move on, or with a grain of salt, whatever, hey, you should be able to stick around for a while. And that's the best way to promote your webcomic and keep it going, is not just by talking about your comic all the time and go, blah, 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 my comic, and posting, hey, to check out my comic. Just put a link to your comic in your signature, and then just be a part of the community by posting and replying to people, and people will see your ad right there. And if you sound like a cool person when you're typing stuff, replying to people, they'll more likely want to click on your link, because if you're acting like a douche, you're most likely going to be, I don't know, well, Evil Couch is probably going to do something to your mother.
Or you'll pretty much just get bitched out and nobody will listen to you from then on. And you know, that's the thing too, as you were saying, you're going to get honest feedback. I think that's pretty much the most valuable part about this forum, is you can actually go on there and post your comic and get honest feedback from people who also make comics. And they're not going to just, you know, blow smoke up your ass and say, oh, that's, you know, fantastic, like your mom or your sister might do. You're actually going to get people who are going to be honest to you and give you something useful that you can then use to build your comic.
Absolutely. And it tends to be really good constructive criticism. You know, again, if you don't come across like a dick, you know, people are...
What the hell was that?
They look at it. They really go through...
I believe it was a whale.
...your archives and tell you, you know, what's not palatable. It's a great forum to get honest feedback.
Yeah, I'm back.
It's good to get honest feedback, but it's not good to give honest feedback.
Well, sure it is. You just have to give it in the right way.
Give it the right way.
I just
way.
Tell
yeah,
people
really like
how much their website.
That way they'll get flamed.
Yeah, of course you do.
I got tired of getting flamed, so I just talk to people one on one. Now I don't post it anymore. That way, if they want to talk to me, they have to do it to my face.
Oh yeah.
Or I tell them, to your face.
Like, this doesn't mean you have to review. No, I do. And so, like, they go, "Oh, do you want me to review your comic back?" No, I don't want you to review my comic. I'll review your. I'll help you with your comic. I don't even want you to go look at my webcomic. So that's got nothing to do with the review.
Do you still do a webcomic, Aaron?
Shut up.
Oh snap! He went there.
Ouch. It looks like I did it on MS Paint. That makes all my opinions on your shitty comic invalid. Oh, I'm the first one. Ah. I don't get to talk for 5 minutes now.
Yeah, we can turn this into a total hate fest. Hey, wait, let's just do this right now. Let's everyone review Tebow comic.
Delicious hate. Right, delicious, delicious hate. Tebow comic is all about Future Paladin and his adventures in hell.
I have yet to read your comic, Aaron.
I don't care.
He's read it.
Oh, I've actually gone on my link page.
What?
What?
I've actually gone on my link page.
Yeah, I really don't care if you don't read my comic. I don't care if you review my comic. Nobody has to review it or read it because I write it, because I enjoy it. So I don't care. Yeah.
Which actually brings up an important point. You're not supposed to care. If you don't like what other people think about your comic, you don't have to care. If you're doing it as a hobby and you do it because you like to do it, hey, keep on doing it, because there's going to be some people out there that will like it, because not everybody's going to like everything. And I remember when I started my comic way back when, 2 years ago, and when I started, I didn't have a counter on my site at all because I didn't want to know how many people were not coming. And then when I finally put one up, I was like, yay, I got 12 people watching my comic, yay! That was pretty sweet, so... If it's a hobby comic and you just want to have some fun, hey, just do it no matter what. I mean, if people got some constructive criticism, take it with a grain of salt if you really don't care, and you know, maybe work on a little bit. But hey, you know, just don't let people get to you. If you're having fun, don't let people get to you.
But if you're trying to come in to make a profit, you might want to listen to those people.
Yeah, or you might want to just give up now.
Yeah. And if you're actually going to go on a website and ask people for their honest opinion, then you should expect to get it. And then you should, like, not be all bitchy when they actually give it.
Right.
You should probably try to get it approved.
Well, before we let Fez squish everyone's hopes and dreams, I make a profit. And my comedy is not tremendous by any means. So it's not...
Oh, screw you! A profit! A what? Go to hell.
Let me see how much I have.
Because yeah. She's been rolling through with her gat pointed out the window, busting caps and holding deals. Tanya drug dealer.
Oh, damn it! I'm going to have to go back and censor that. Okay, note the time.
Number two, swear. I'm not the only one.
You're going to have to censor fuck?
Okay. Fuck you, yes. Knock it off.
Yes.
Okay, I think it's about time to go break, so we're going to hit the go to break right now. And when we come back,
Should 10 seconds ago?
Quiet, you. Alright. We're going to break.
The Webcomic Beacon is an affiliate of The Geek Media. The Geek Media has a number of geek-related podcasts, blogs, and videos for you to enjoy. Check out thegeekmedia.com. Have news, milestones, questions, or comments? Send your audio clips or email to webcomicbeacon@gmail.com.
Right, and we are back. And Tanya, why don't you just take it off from what you were talking about?
I was just saying that maybe we could all kind of talk about the individual ways that the forum has helped us in our own comics and has helped us with ideas for, you know, be it merchandise or drawing and writing and.
Right, but you weren't the one who came up with that. Niz Mora came up with that, so you're stealing his idea.
It's going to be like Thanksgiving, and we're going to be at the table. It's going to be like, this is what I'm thankful for from the
webcomic.
That's
right. We're going to do the Thanksgiving roundabout.
Yes!
So.
Sounds awesome.
Let's see. And who was talking about incandescent comics? What was that?
Insignificant comics.
Okay. That's now, tell us about that dealie.
So, I decided I wanted to start my own webcomic, like, private community or whatever, and so I created Insignificant Comics, and I didn't really know who to pimp it out to, so the first place I went to was the webcomic list and posted lots of self-pimpage, as is the norm with TWCL. It's everybody trying to pimp something, and slowly we got some members from TWCL to come over to Insignificant Comics, and so it's slowly grown from just me with a silly idea about small comics banding together to help each other to a pretty decent collective.
I think that's we could probably reapproach that and get everybody from that in a different webcomic community showcase as well, it looks like.
Yeah.
Well, that's really cool that you know, that one could spawn off another community. How about has anybody else had a different individualized thing. Cannot think today. Anybody else have been inspired or like helped in their own ambitions through the webcomic list forums?
I changed my comic to color thanks to the forums. I'm now to black and white again.
That's his favorite topic.
What, was it grayscale?
It was grayscale, then I made it color, but thanks to time issues, I have to make it black and white again.
I'll just get somebody to bucket fill for you.
I'll bucket fill anybody's comic for $5 a page.
Oh, gee.
Wow, that's cheap.
Bucket fill your mom.
I totally will. Tanya already knows, and all of you, bucket fill $5 a page, I'll do it, I don't care.
Wow.
That's a good deal. I don't even have $5 in my Project Wonderful account.
I plan to update them retroactively when I have time again. I'm trying to finish school and stuff. Priorities.
School, yeah.
Yeah, priorities.
Know them.
Well, I can tell that I've been inspired, or not inspired, but, you know, going through the webcomic list, I know that's where, you know, I got the idea to do the webcomic beacon.
Oh, as
is that the point in pimping the program people are currently listening to?
That is right, and if you're listening to the Webcomic Beacon, that means you are listening to the Webcomic Beacon.
Wow. That's a new low for self.
This is the video you actually have?
Shameless self-promotion.
Yes, this will actually air.
It will actually air, yes.
So I cannot wait.
Evil Couch, you haven't been speaking anything for a while.
It's scary.
I think one of the best things about the webcomic list is that just about everyone on there has a mother. And that's a fact that I take regular advantage of. I mean, every day I'm on it all the time, 24/7. I just cannot get enough, and I just have to go ahead and hit that when I can.
Holy crap!
That thing right there is probably the best advertisement for the webcomic list forums.
The webcomic list forums. Evil Couch will do your mom.
It was an accurate statement.
Oh, well, somebody should.
Oh, jeez.
This is why I don't go to Seattle anymore.
You guys are crazy. Anybody else have a story?
You can probably say it's a friendly sort of noise, fairly laid back and easy going.
Yeah, which is important. There are a lot of forums that are that take themselves very, very seriously, and it
which
can
is
create
what still
somewhat
basic
hostile environment.
Yeah, you can bring up anything. There's like no stupid question, basically.
That's not true.
That's not true. There's stupid questions all the time.
No, there's no such thing as a stupid question. There's stupid people.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's true. Yeah.
There's stupid questions, but they get answered also. They might get a little bit more snarky answers than normal ones, but they're going to get.
How do I make a webcomic? What do I need to
How do you make a webcomic?
Well, first, you send $9.95 over to me each month for 16 months. And then you have
you
a
stop. Stop now because you're gonna fit anyway. So you know.
You guys are crazy.
I think that is one flaw of the webcomic list: is you get people coming in and posting all excited, and then 2 months later, they're gone and their webcomic is finished because they got bored. And then.
Well, that's not really a flaw of the list. That's a flaw of webcomics in general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just
a
the flaw of their mother for not raising them properly to finish what they started.
There really are no flawed mothers, though.
Couch would know if there are flawed mothers.
Exactly, I mean, he's an expert.
They're all delicious in their own way.
This show is so randy.
You're a strange little...
Oh, boy.
What we try to do is we try to help people get past the 10-episode barrier Because after 10, you know, they're more
is it
like...
10 episodes? What do you mean episode?
If I get past 10 episodes, it means I get to 20, which means they're allowed to pitch it.
Are you talking about strips? Updates? 10 updates?
Yeah, I call them whatever. Whatever. As long as I get
thought
past
it was
10...
Episode sounds more like an... Anyway.
The technical comic jargon.
Yeah, if you don't have 10 strips up before you start pimping your website, don't.
See, I agree with that. If you can't make it past that 10 barrier on your own, it's not going to matter how much support you get from other people.
Right.
10 strips, and then you can pimp it, and nobody will
laugh.
Well,
no, that's why. That's why I said past 10. You know, they get to the 10, and then we help them. Get past the 10.
And then if you're still doing it 6 months from now, you might actually stick with it.
Yeah.
Right. Or even hit your 100, Hit like a big milestone. But then again, sometimes people quit after that, too.
Like TNT, just recently, was doing so nice, and then it quit.
It was doing really nice, and then it just kind of ended because he got a girlfriend or something like that, and it was like, no, I'm just kidding. I'm just bitter and jealous.
Yeah, I heard
we love you, Kyung. Please don't get angry at us. We just wish you didn't end.
Oh, no, 200 in under a year is a terrific.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive, actually.
Tomorrow will be World's Worst Webcomics number 400. I just read.
Wow.
Excellent.
Wow, that's almost 400 minutes of work.
Almost.
Oh, ouch.
Doesn't say
almost.
Hey, it's the world's worst webcomic for a reason. Come on.
Well, it was actually doing better than worst for a while, and then he, purposely made it worse again.
It was better than worst.
He's got a standard to upkeep,
I keep having to ramp up how bad it is because it keeps getting good because of how much experience and time he's put into it.
And there's all these upstarts now trying to up him for the world's worst comic. So,
well, he's already got the domain name, so...
Yeah, as long as he has the domain, I think he's fine.
How did you start that webcomic?
It started off as a joke with a friend, and I still think it's funny, so I keep doing it.
I remember seeing you pimping it out a lot on the webcomic list when it first started.
Sounds like a bad story. It started out with a joke from a friend, then I ended up waking up with a tutu on.
God.
Then I just woke up, and there's this puddle of dog food in front of me, and I don't know, but I think it might have eaten half the bag, but it's okay. It tastes kind of good now. I've gotten used to it.
Oh, jeez. What, are you a college student?
No.
Oh, I was trying to make a joke that didn't work, obviously.
Evil sysadmin, isn't he?
Jeez. Does it make its own gravy?
It's awesome.
The best kind.
The best kind of dog food does.
What about it? Okay. But over the bacon strips.
Bacon. Oh.
Well, it's clearly bacon.
Bacon's clearly classic.
Wow, we really, really went on a tangent there.
I assure you.
All right. I'm not sure if there's much else we can say about the community right now, other than go ahead and check it out at thewebcomiclist.com/forums. Check it out. My brain does not
because
work.
You'll find more lame-ass people just like us in hordes of abundance.
Yes.
Yes.
I saved the webcomic list as the experiment episode, so... You can show how much I care.
It's nice of you to do.
Wow. There's some new posts on the topic just about this thing we're doing right now.
Are you kidding? Who's making them?
You boy.
Of course you would. He does things behind my back all the time. Bastard.
Yeah.
Politics are nasty.
Yeah, I sometimes go over to the chat room and he's like bad mouthing me or something.
What?
Well, fairness, you had it.
Jeez, you're no fun at all. What? No, I don't.
I'm very, very careful of my trash talking.
I'm just giving you crap.
Oh,
in all fairness, almost. The forums have some very good ideas on and on what kind of advertising works and how to improve your writing and your drawing, how to find an artist or a writer. There is good information there. It's just peppered with your mama jokes.
You can find an artist.
There's a lot of code stuff, too, and I think that's rare. If you try to look for any coding stuff online, it's going to be old or not relevant. But if you go to Webcomic List, we all, at some point, have had to code something. And so
I code a lot.
And that helped me a lot, too, with a lot of the code that we talk about. So
there was just a post about how to do favorite icons on there.
Yep.
Oh yeah, yeah. The little thing that shows up when you bookmark a page or in your URL bar. That we're talking about.
Yeah, there was just a post not too long ago about how to do that.
And how does one do that?
Well, you can either make a 32x32 icon and name it favicon.ico and post it in your root directory. Or you can put a little code snippet in the header of every page, which links to a specific icon wherever you want it on the internet, and it'll display it.
And I think that's as simple as making a 32x32 bitmap and just renaming, changing the extension to ICO, right?
Right. Or if you want it to have invisible things, you got to do a ping and then convert it, or a program that makes icons.
Right. I know. Sometimes I've seen some animated ones too, and I just can't really figure out how to make those.
Mine's animated.
It's probably that code you're talking about. Put a code and link it to an image.
Yeah. And then you're really special.
And you're the prettiest princess of webcomics and webcomic kingdom.
Yes. Or you could be like me and have a really, really ugly favorite icon. Me, princess.
Okay.
Someone needs to get that soundboard away from Fess.
What the hell?
Sorry,
what the hell?
You spent your dude. This is great.
Wow. Still, is not listening anymore.
I've been practicing evil laughs ever since I was a kid. I was a demonic child.
I'm sure Evil Couch practices his evil laugh every day.
It's not his evil laugh, it's his normal laugh. That's the difference. Oh.
It's just the way he laughs.
That's evil. Anyway.
So.
I think we should close it off here, guys, unless anybody else has any extra information.
Did we cover any information?
I don't even know.
Yeah, I really don't know if we can call it extra at this point.
Does anybody have any useful information?
It's not extra.
Tim Turner of Webgate Society overslept this podcast, and he's a bitch. Shame on you. Shame on you, Liberty Fox.
And you heard it here first on the Webcomic Beacon. At webcomicbeacon.com.
Can't believe how much you missed by not being here. Okay.
Aaron, you don't listen to the edited versions of this show?
Dude, I haven't listened to, the last 5 episodes again.
Well, if people are listening to the live broadcast of the Webcomic Beacon, which you can partake at the talk show page at webcomicbeacon.com/live, you will miss out on a few things, including the webcomic reviews, the webcomic impressions, the strip fight ringside update, and more or less milestones and other webcomic news, which happens in the last third of the show.
Basically, you'll miss out on all of the professional like bits. And all
you
get is this.
Well, and additional information, too. I mean, Mark Savory does excellent webcomic reviews, as well as having his own little opinions and information and tidbits on, you know, whatever somewhat relative subject of what we're talking about. And I think he has his own podcast. Does he have his own podcast?
He's just like Time Life for webcomics. That's what it sounds like.
And, yeah. But anyway, yeah, you miss out on some stuff if you don't pick up. Obviously, if you're listening to this through the iTunes feed, you may not be listening to the broadcast since your thing is automatically downloading this. But if you would like to participate or listen to our live broadcast, go to webcomicbeacon.com/live and enjoy our talk show live page.
This is a podcast?
This is a podcast. This shameless self-promotion has been brought to you by the Webcomic Beacon at webcomicbeacon.com.
Comic Beacon. New. Improved. Won't give you cancer of the genitals.
That's good. That's good.
That's debatable.
But it'll probably give you ocular cancer, though.
I did not claim that it wouldn't.
All right. I think we're going to close off this section of the show, and we're going to attempt to record the last third of the show right after the bump here. We'll stay tuned after the break. We'll have webcomic review, webcomic compression, hopefully, and milestones, news, and the weekly ringside update from stripfight.org.
Yay.
The Webcomic Beacon is hosted by Zephyr.net, free hosting for free thinkers. Be sure to check out our weekly live broadcast on TalkShoe.com. Listen in, chat, or call in at webcomicbeacon.com/live. Mark Savory with a webcomic review.
The other day, over on the Webcomic List forum, someone posed the question of whether or not fellow webcomickers made political statements in their webcomics. It's a very good question. One drawback, of course, is that any reference to a current hot topic in politics tends to date your work. For example, 3 years from now, will anyone remember or even care about the current political nomination contest between Obama and Hillary that dominates the news today? Well, not very likely. There are other political issues and concerns that are more long-term. V for Vendetta came out in the 1980s, but it's still quite relevant today in many ways, even though so much time has passed, because the heroes and villains on the political scene are pretty much archetypes that never change. Democrats and Republicans, Labor and Tories, they'll always bicker. So in a general sense, there's good fodder there for comedy or even a long-form story about political corruption or whatnot. The same can be said for hot trends in pop culture. References like iPods and American Idol, Britney, whatever. If you plan on putting out compilations of your work or maintaining a long archive, the passage of time and therefore relevance is something you want to keep in mind. One hot trend in the news right now is green living, sustainable and clean energy, climate change, and so forth. And the comic I have for you this week takes on this particular topic in a very interesting way. Now, I'm kind of bending the rules a bit here because this comic hasn't been around all that long. It's a weekly on top of that, but it is an excellent example of exploring political or social movements in a way that will maintain relevance over time. I think the artist has made the case for me to discuss the work, and the archive is very consistent, and I get the feeling the artist will continue to follow through as time goes by. So, here we go. The comic is called Luce, named for the title character, by Claudia Davila. Luce, Spanish for light, is a 12-year-old city girl trying to gather what she calls the knowing. The knowing is basically the knowledge, experience, and methods to maintain a sustainable green existence in urban centers when all of the petroleum is one day finally used up. Now, this is a contemporary story, and I should point out, it's not something set in a dystopian future a la Mad Max. No, this is a present-day tale of a young girl just trying to figure out and document ways to survive in a future world without fossil fuels, something we're all going to have to face one day. In other words, this is an eco-comic, not something I've seen before this side of the whole futuristic dead earth genre. And unlike those stories, this one is very positive and more than just a smidge educational. We learn along with Luce ways to be greener, ways to grow and store our own food, knowledge and wisdom about gardening and so on and so forth. If you're thinking this is going to be boring because of the educational factor, the artwork here is drop-dead gorgeous. With beautiful inks, everything is lovingly rendered, and the limited use of color in shadow and tone, sometimes just one color, is incredibly effective in its simplicity. The artwork is definitely some of the sugar in this comic to help the medicine go down. But more than that, the characters are well-considered, three-dimensional, and lovable. And there's a sense of whimsy in the humor as well. Really, more than anything else, it strikes me as the sort of thing they used to hand out in grade school to teach some topic or other. That, by the way, is a compliment. I could easily see this work once completed as part of a grade school course on the ecology, the environment, the sort of thing they used to do in my school where we'd plant tomato seeds in milk cartons and watch them grow over the course of a few months. But Luz is more than just that. It's a really good read for all of us, young or old, not just because of the ecology issues, or even because it's an excellent example of a work built around a political or social message, but because it's a darn fine comic. So do check it out at transmission-x.com/LUZ. I'm Mark Savory, and until we meet again, take care.
For more from Mark, visit autumnlake.com.
This is Byron of stripfight.org, bringing you the weekly ringside update. Last week's round 157 supervillain was diabolical. Zach had a night to remember. Max came out carrying a big stick. Phil Strip had pop. Miko had vengeance on his mind. Tim was the bringer of doom. And Aaron's evil was old school. In all, we had six contenders. With the highest average score of 3.10, Max of IndifferentlyEvil.com is the winner. This week's round, 158 The Holy Grail, is going on now. Go and vote for your favorite strip. The next round, 159 Tastes Like Chicken, still has a few days left before the deadline on May 25th. Get those entries in. Stripfight.org. May the best comic win.
I know I keep saying I should, and we should do something where it's like maybe us three should do something for like one of their topics sometime. Let's see.
I'd like to. I'm starting. I'm still doing the startup for the business, and as soon as that's running, probably when I come back from San Diego, I'll be able to start contributing to it.
Yeah. The yeah, we won't even know what the next theme is for this show. Because the one that says next theme is going to be voted on Tuesday, which is the Holy Grail. Which I'll have to cut this part up because it'll be redundant by then. But all three of us should do something sometime, so.
Yeah, I'd like to. I think it'd be a good idea.
And then we'll totally take it all because all of our devoted fans will just vote for us.
What are you talking about? You totally lost me.
I said if we all, like, participate in the strip fight, write our own comics, we'll get first, second, and third place because all of our wonderful devoted fans would end up voting for just us.
Yeah, if we can log on time.
Well, then you just need to check out stripfight.org every week then, you know, before you listen to the podcast. Unless you're listening to the Webcomic Beacon live on our talk show page, and that's at webcomicbeacon.com/live.
And you should be anyway, because you get to catch all the extra little stuff that you don't hear about on the chopped up version.
Yeah, and
you should really listen to both. You should listen to it live, and then for the reviews, news, and other tidbits, you should listen to it the recorded version.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be putting at least this episode up on the talk shoot page. I'm probably not going to do it every single time though, because I want people to actually go to the site and get the actual one that I'm, you know, working so hard on, splicing all the fancy stuff to it.
And with the advertisements and everything else, it makes sense.
Yeah, we need money to make advertisements, so...
Yeah.
By the way, which we I do plan to have to talk about this this summer, I would like to talk about, you know, pimping your comic as well as advertising services. I sent an email to Ryan North about Project Wonderwall. I haven't heard from him back, so I don't know if that's going to happen or not.
To get him on the show?
I'm trying to.
That'd be awesome. I've talked to him before.
Well, maybe it went to spam. I have no idea. He probably gets a lot of email, too.
Just email him, like, once every 2 or 3 days. Eventually he'll get back to you. He's a really nice guy. I've freaking talked to him so many damn times on email. It's not even funny.
Well, then why
then
don't you?
You contact him.
Yeah, if you're so good with him. If you're buddies.
Okay, so send me an email about what you actually want to talk to him about, and I'll email him and talk to him.
I want to have Ed K on from Geek Tragedy to talk about coloring, too. We did inking.
Coloring would be awesome, besides fucking filling.
Because he does obviously Geek Tragedy, and he's coloring for Evil Incorporated now, too.
Well, that's right. Yeah, we could totally talk about that, coloring.
Especially if you could work shading in there. It'd be nice.
Oh, yeah.
Coloring slash shading.
And I think he's a great example.
Because on our black and white episode, we did, like, how you shade in black and white, and so on our coloring episode, we should do how you shade in color.
All right, I'm updating the upcoming episode's ideas section to have that. Something that Mark and I were talking about, he jokingly was talking about covering stick figure comics, and I took him up on that, and definitely we're going to do something with stick figure comics at some point. It'll be interesting to see how that goes. there are some good stick figure comics, and we should try to get... what's that guy who does that gamer comic? Order of the Stick. Let's try to get him on.
Okay. What about the guy from XKCD?
Oh, I also was thinking about that, too, now that you mention it.
Okay.
Another one I really want to do is character archetypes.
Okay.
Because I think that could be really interesting, and then I think that'd be a lot of fun. And if you guys see anything in our future themes, and you think there's be like somebody that you think would be, you know, perfect for that show or something like that, you know, let me know, and we'll try to organize something. June is going to be a little bit screwy when trying to figure out how things are going to be going, because the first 2 weeks are going to be weird, because you guys are going to be doing the first week of June. You guys are going to be doing an episode, and then I'll come back from moving and master it and put it up. You're still doing it. Okay. Cool. And I think next week we're going to be having the webcomic brainstorm session. Hey.
Yay.
when are we doing the webcomics?
Hang on. I think this is going to be the last brainstorm session for this particular idea, because I think we've basically hit the end of the brainstorming session before it's just going to go into script writing.
Right.
And so, you're a real ass, Aaron.
God. Okay.
Just booing. Anyway.
Yay.
Well, you don't... Whatever. Anyway, so we're going to have those guys on, and we'll figure out from there how we want to do the brainstorm sessions. Like I said, I want to do at least one brainstorm session where with Bear and Kitten, brainstorming just some sort of random webcomic while intoxicated. And I hope by then we'll have a drinking game ready to go. If you have any suggestions for the drinking game, send them to webcomicbeacon@gmail.com. As long as you're not going to get snookered out in the first 5 minutes, like what the Dutch suggest. Who suggested that every time I say
That was Aaron.
Yeah, Aaron, of course.
No, it wasn't.
Wasn't it?
That wasn't me. No.
Oh.
That was Niz. I think it was Niz.
Oh. I will say this right now. The webcomic Beacon is not responsible should anyone drink themselves silly and do something stupid and or die. It's not our fault.
Drinking is not just a choice, it is a responsibility, people.
That's right. Like superheroism. With great power comes great responsibility.
I could have stopped him from drinking, but it wasn't my job. And
a bunch of people are going to drink themselves stupid, and we're going to get sued.
People are going to drink themselves stupid no matter what. They're just looking for a scapegoat.
Okay,
people are going to be going out and killing people and raping people, and they're going to blame GTA 4 for that.
Yeah.
And eventually they're going to be blaming the webcomic Beacon at webcomicbeacon.com for things like that as well.
All right, well, I'm saying it right now. I have kids to feed, and I don't have anything worth value. Suing me will get you nothing.
Well, alrighty then.
We've established from talking to... from some of our resident webcomic lawyers that it doesn't matter if you don't have anything, they'll still sue you.
Yeah, unfortunately that is true.
That's too bad.
But we've already made the statement, we're not responsible for your drinking habits.
Yeah, in fact, we don't condone anything we tell you to do on the webcomic Beacon at webcomicbeacon.com. Now, I think we got a couple of milestones. World's Worst Webcomic will be hitting 400 comics. And also Gordian Algebra will be hitting 100 strips.
Alrighty.
And I think that's it.
Right on.
And I got a few emails which I'm going to go through. I'll go ahead and say this because I think this is a pretty interesting webcomic. We should get this guy on sometime for some weird show. The Flowfield Unity is releasing a new book. So go ahead and check that out at, I don't know the URL, but we'll get that in the show notes. Flowfield Unity, just Google it.
I can get it actually. Hold on. I love Flowfield Unity.
We're not going to pimp everyone's we got this for sale type of thing, unless you're really nice or we like your stuff. But we have Project Wonderful ads for that, which you can, if you go to webcomicbeacon.com, you can see our Project Wonderful ads, and you can give us money to put your ads up there. Or you could also, you know, give us money and support an episode and be a sponsor. But a couple of people that have sent me emails have mentioned their sites and have liked the show. And I'm going to go through a couple of those sites right now. I kind of glazed over whether or not we're going to say anything or promote them. Sometimes people send us emails asking, hey, could you review the webcomic or give us an impression on it? If you have a comic that is between 20 or 80, at least less than 100 strips, it's possible to do an impression. Send it over to Peter Tarkalich of Bardsworth.com. It's up to him and his pace of how he does webcomic compressions. So I can't guarantee anything. It's up to him. So you have to smooth him over if you want an impression of your webcomic. Of course, it has to be, you know, a younger comic, because that's kind of like the point to get these smaller things going, a quick little idea of what people may be getting into. The reviews are entirely on Mark Savory's side. He decides what he does, and so we really can't do anything about that. But I will mention a couple of people that were interested. There is a webcomic called Eden World Saga, which is EdenWorldSaga.com, which is a robot webcomic, anime-inspired type of thing, which looked kind of cool, and they were talking about how they were unsure about how to start promoting it and whatnot. And I looked, and it's like, they got tons of content, and I'm like, why aren't you promoting it? And I think he said that it used to be they were just, like, putting it up on their MySpace or LiveJournal or something like that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I can tie it into a relative thing. If you got, like, they got, like, a few chapters already. It's like, if you got that, start promoting, make some creative ads and use Project Wonderful, go for it. You know, if you got a lot of content, that means you got a lot of potential. If you're just starting out, that makes it a little bit more rough, especially with as much as this comic has. The only thing I have to say about the comic right now, I think it's mostly done in pencils. I'm not sure if it looks good, but if somebody can go back and ink and get somebody to ink and color this comic, it could be pretty cool looking. So, but I'm sure there's a lot of comics on that, and we can talk about that in a future episode as well. Another email I got is from Rachel of Last Resort with a zero as an O in resort.com is part of the Zephyr Network, which the Webcomic Beacon is a part of, and she offered to have share of any of her expertise if she has some, and we'll figure out something maybe on a future episode if there's something that she can do. But I'm going to go ahead and plug her site, Last Resort, at Last Resort with a zero for an O.com. check that out. Another email. Oh wait, that's the Gregorian algebra. And let's see here. We got a couple of emails basically saying, "Hey, cool, good job." Want me to go ahead and read them?
Yeah.
All right. Hi there. I found your podcast yesterday and decided to download one to listen to as I drove home from work. I really thoroughly enjoyed it, and I plan on working my way through the archives over the next few voyages to work. My own on-again, off-again webcomic, Dr. Sheep and the Aardvark, has been around since 1999, but you probably never heard of it because I'm lazy when it comes to promoting it. We really got to do that advertisement and promoting your webcomic episode. However, yeah. I'm putting together another run of strips begin in July. Thanks for the podcast. I feel encouraged to try and become a little bit more active in the webcomic community. Just wanted to say thanks for making these podcasts available. Looking forward to hearing more of them in the future. May courage fuel your kipper, he says. So, thank you, James. And I just have one thing to say. Get an actual URL because I'm not going to read this whole long thing. but otherwise, Google Dr. Sheep and the Aardvark. Another thanks for the email. Another email is, I really enjoyed listening to the shows. I have you on as I work through the pages, and I've just started to work into your archives. My two ventures into creating viable superhero webcomics have failed, but my mom sure liked them. They were both collaborations, so I was wondering about the dynamics of the comic of team versus the solo effort. This would also be a really good idea for a show.
Actually, that is.
He goes on to say, I did have two different experiences on the titles. The first title was Zombie Man, which was a nightmare for me with a writer who wasn't committed to the project and who had remarked constantly of how simple and fast his scripts were to complete when I toiled over the pencils and inks. That doesn't sound like a really good combination. The second title was Broker Man. Broken Man, and was a great writer artist teaming, and we still work together on projects, but we constantly develop the projects, and then when it comes to the execution, okay, trails out. Maybe I didn't read this right. Anyway, I could not find links for these at all, so if you have links, send them to me if you're listening to the show, which you probably should be because you're probably listening to the show from webcomicbeacon.com. Shameless self-promotion. So that's a good idea for a show, team versus solo effort. I think that'd be a really good show.
Yeah, I do, and because there is quite a bit of difference, obviously. Maybe we could even have Bear and Kitten on for that one, since they're a collaboration.
I want to get them on for something for sure, because when they've been in the chat rooms, I've always been pretty active in emphasizing that it's webcomics, stop thinking about print, which is a good point, actually.
I kind of disagree. I know that it's webcomics, but if you want to make any money, you have to print something out. And not everyone is doing this as a hobby. So I don't necessarily think that there should be any sort of negative connotation to putting your work in print. If you want money, you need prints.
Well, not only that, but print is, like, the most, like, direct way. It's the closest bridge you have to making money. Because your comic doesn't always directly translate into any kind of a product. Like, I would love to see T-Bull's helmet on a beanie, right?
Yeah.
Hint, hint. No, I'm joking. But if you think about it, if you want to make a shirt, what you have to... You can't just slap an episode on a shirt.
Right.
You know, you can't just even slap a character on a shirt. You can't put a character with text on a shirt. It has to be, like... I don't know.
It has to be...
I haven't even sold one t-shirt ever, and... chopped my Cafe Press account. I was so pissed.
T-shirts have to be either catchy on their own for people who have never seen your comic, or you have to have a gazillion readers, and then you can start just doing...
That'll buy anything and that have more than $30 a month of liquid cash, which nobody anymore has. And so, for your printed, it is the closest bridge, the closest translation you have. Even if your comic is in strip format or BIF, or anything, it doesn't matter, bookofbiff.com. Print is all you have. And so I swear, if anyone ever talks shit about putting your printed stuff into a comic book, your web into print, I would freaking chew them out, because it's all you've got.
Yeah.
Making a shirt is a pain.
I know, but out of the...
We tried to make so many different kinds of shirts, and it didn't matter what we did. I still...
What's your reader base?
It doesn't matter what your...
It really does matter what your reader base is.
Well,
you take a small percentage of your reader base to kind of figure out your dedicated fans who would purchase merchandise.
No. Don't you listen to, like, what Ian's talking about?
Questionable content is actually a good example where your reader base doesn't matter. Questionable content sells shirts to people that don't read the comic. Same thing with goats.
Exactly.
You know, goats had the 3 years of corn in different colors that, one of the guys on Best Week Ever wore. Whether or not he reads the comic doesn't matter. It's viral on its own.
And there are some people... Sorry, Tonya.
No, it's good. Good, go.
There are some people I know that are freaking incredible, incredible artists and, like Codename Hunter's one of them, but people like that are deviant art psychopaths, that draw something and you're like, this could sell if they could get it on a painting in a frame somehow. This would sell, where it's like super shaded, those like electric colors, and if those people did a webcomic, they could put it on a shirt and link it on their deviant art or whatever. It would sell them out. It didn't matter if one person read their comic. If you're an awesome, like, sick, awesome artist.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if Codename Hunters started putting their stuff on t-shirts, oh my gosh, I would buy it. You know,
well,
what it comes down
t-shirts...
to is that t-shirts sell on their own, whether they have webcomics or not.
I don't think t-shirts sell, period. But I think we're getting way off the topic here. I think one of the episodes for next month, we should talk about merchandising.
Okay.
We can come back, do a little bit of research, find some examples. We'll do something like that next week. Next month.
If we wait just long enough, my merchandising company will be
up and
running.
Oh, and you can
running.
Tie it in. You sneak. You sneak.
I'm such a whore.
Okay.
That's okay. I'm
also planning to do a Zephyr.net community showcase as well, which will be... We'll do some more, shameless self-promoting there as well, I'm sure. So if either of you two got, something you can tie into a show or shamelessly self-promote, as long as it's done in a comedic way and not a serious dickish way, hey, go for it.
No problem.
But,
Tanya, I'm totally with you on tying it into your business.
I think it'd be good. I'm all for free publicity.
No, but not only just free, but I think it could actually work.
Yeah. I think I think it's a good idea. So.
Especially if we tell them a couple of the other ones where it's like, this is what you get with Cafe Press, and then a picture of a giant screw going in someone's ass. And then and then this is what you get with Tanya, and it's like nice and happy little thing going
flowers
up someone's
and bunnies.
Ass. Yeah, and going still going up someone's ass. But.
But it's so, you know, it's conical. We'll make it cone-shaped, you know, so it's gentle.
Yes.
Okay, getting away from bedroom. Getting away from bedroom toys. actually, maybe we should get towards bedroom toys a little bit more. Yeah, we should go so we can go play with those. So
what?
Anyway,
okay, I don't want to know what you're going to do.
Well, that's it for the Webcomic Beacon this week. Check us out next week when we finish off Webcomic Brainstorm Sessions, and go from there. From what we're going to do with that. After that, Tanya and Aaron are going to have a show of their own to work on, while I'm going to be busy moving. And also going to be going to the Comic Genesis Cookout, which I should be bringing back some tidbits from that if I can find my tape recorder, because I'm old school.
Excellent.
So that's it for this week. This has been Fess of Fessworks.com.
This is Tanya, Betapone.com.
This is Aaron, TWillComic.com.
We'll see you next week.
That's all for the Beacon. Be sure to tune in next week.
Some feedback from this and Dutch. They say we need more structure. It was all over the place like a mad woman's shit.
So. What?
That's
like a mad woman's shit.
That is very paints a nice visual, doesn't it?
Up and down like a